Welcome to the Day Trading Weekly Recap by the Just Swinging It podcast. My name is John Burrell, and thank you for joining me for this episode. We're going to review a couple of day trades that I've done, and then we're going to talk a little bit about what happened in the markets. This week, I took a couple day trades. I've done two earlier this week, and I'm currently in one right here before we close for the day and go into the weekend. On the August the 8th of this week, I had a futures day trade on the MES. I traded one contract and ended up not going in my favor, but we cut the loss very quickly for a $23.50 loss. Then on the 11th, which was yesterday, it didn't go our way again. We had a day trade for a $28.50 loss as well. And then today, we are currently in a trade that we got in on the MES for 4,229.50, somewhere in that ballpark. And currently the market is at 4,273. So it's almost a $200 winner, or just about $200, somewhere in that ballpark. So we have made back our $50-ish dollars that we lost earlier this week, and we're going to come out ahead a nice little trade. This will put the count to a all-time high. Since we have been trading, I'm trading a new evaluation to be a funded trader in the with another funded trader company. And that's so far my weekly review, but overall we have had 14 trading days since July 8th. So from July 8th to now, it's been a little bit more than a month. We have had 29% of our trades winners and 71% of our trades as losers. So we've had more losers than winners, with 6 winning trades and 15 losing trades. However, even though our trades that we've took, the majority of them being losers, the ones that we have won, we have more than made up for the losers that we took. So we're risking very little money and to have the opportunity to make more than we're risking. So that's the trading setup that we do for day trading. This account started at a $50,000 account. We're up $875 as of a few moments ago, but it's fluctuating between 875 and 900. So we're somewhere in that ballpark. Hopefully, we'll end up above 900 in profit for this week. But so far, great performance. We've been trading very small in regards to the account size. We've only been trading one or two contracts of the MES, and that has worked out very well for us and keeping our position sizing very low. And that's something that I talk about all the time is position sizing is so important. You can actually take a winning strategy that actually makes money, but if you allocate too much of your bankroll or your account's value, then the volatility could make it to where it swings and takes out all the money in the account before it goes positive. So something to take into consideration when trading, especially trading with leverage or just trading a day trading strategy more specifically, you need to make sure that you have your risk parameters in line and try to have some kind of statistical perspective on how your strategy performs over a certain time frame. Now, I back tested my strategy. I think I back tested it all for about 10 years, but I went back through and tested it for the last 5 years and really made a risk model on the last 5 years. The last 10 years, that would be a lot of work. I'll probably go through and risk model for the whole 10 years, but the majority of the swings and performance was in the last 5 years. So I thought that that would capture most of the movement and most of the expected movement going forward, because the markets do change and move a little differently over time. So you definitely want to keep into consideration how things are moving now. But it was profitable over that entire time frame. But I want to make my risk models over the most volatile, even though the last 5 years was the most profitable, is also the most volatile. So you want to really hone in your risk parameters and have some kind of statistical examples, or I guess statistical reference to go by when you're looking at your strategies, just so you there's no way of really telling the future. But if you have a statistical reference, then it may help you quantify your risk and opportunities of trading this strategy. So that we've only taken three trades this week. Like I said, this one, like the week before, like 2 weeks ago, we had the Canadian futures trader on this day trading weekly recap, and I actually had a strategy that I closed by the end of the show on there as well. So it's interesting that it ended up happening today again, as it did 2 weeks ago. But the same case happened with today that happened 2 weeks ago, is we're having a very trending day. The market is just going higher throughout the entire day. And so my strategy in the short term favors more of like a momentum strategy, but it still is along the basis of trending. It's just on a shorter time frame. And when we're getting these long trending days that start up in the mornings very nicely, then you will see these really great day trades that I get when we have a nice strong market towards the end of the day. Now, my entry point was around 8:20, and that bar closed at 4,229.50. So that's where I theoretically should have got in, but I'm thinking I may have got in at 4,229.25. I'm not sure right now. I'm not really gonna mess with my algorithm while it's in a trade. I set up these parameters ahead of time, and it trades for me while I'm gone at work. So I'm not really gonna mess with it right now. But should have got in at 4,229.50. I could have got a little bit better of a feel. I could have got a little worse of a feel. We'll have to look at that after the market closes at four. But I'm just gonna let it do its thing to the end of the day. Currently, we've hit an all-time high. We're somewhere around $906 of profit in this account in the last month and 4 days. So really happy with this performance. But once again, limiting our risk. Our biggest loser was $99.50, and that was trading two contracts. Our biggest winner was $378 trading two contracts. So we've had a couple 300 plus trades. We've had a 200 plus trade, $80 trade, and all of our other ones that are losers range from $8.50 to that 950 cent. There's a $52 loser. So our losers are a lot smaller than our winners, and that makes things hard mentally to trade a strategy. Fortunately, I'm using an algorithm to trade the strategy for me, so it makes it a lot easier. But when you have a strategy that loses a lot, it can be very mentally exhausting to trade that strategy. But if you know what your statistical references are, or you can look back at the past and see kind of how things have done, then, well, it can give you more confidence that you know that this strategy has been profitable in the past, and you know your risk parameters. It can help you through continuing to trade this strategy, or even turning on the algorithm to trade it for you. So this is one of the things that a lot of people talk about, is a lot of people like to have high probability trades. And from my reference point, as far as day trading goes, a lot of the people that make money day trading has came from losing more often than you win, but getting these big hitters, like these big home run trades. And that's kind of what I've seen in my own back testing and my own trading as well. And hopefully we continue to rally throughout the rest of this day, because we're seeing some really good profit come in right now. So going down to the weekly, like I said, we had 2 days of losers. On the monthly, we had, I think, 1 week that was negative, and it was just like $50, $100, something like that. But for the most part, we've had a We've had a profitable month in 4 days. It's been really good trading performance on the account so far, so really happy to see that. We're having another bull candle here. Really nice jump up here in the market here at the end of the day. Hopefully this continues. We still have about 20 minutes, 18 minutes left on the day, so we will see how this goes. The S&Ps have just rallied like crazy over the last month as well, and currently they are sitting at 4,275.50. The all-time high on the S&P 500, if I'm referencing it correctly, is around 48, 48.50. So we have really bounced back from the lows that we've seen just a few months ago when the crash started to happen. So it's interesting to see this market going higher as much as it has, and we're just continuing to get this rally through the end of the day. 4,276 is the current price that we are trading at. Like I said, I have that reference to my statistics, and this is what it says to do. So that's what we're doing, that's what we're executing on. It's kind of hard to watch because you get up to a certain level and you think it can't go any higher and you want to take profits, but this thing just keeps pushing higher and higher, and it's just a phenomenal move we've seen today. So that's pretty much the market review this week as far as day trades go. Like I said, it's been a remarkable trading day just across the board. So good to see that we're making money. Once again, the biggest takeaway from this is risking a little bit of money to make a lot of money, or just more money. You want an opportunity and have the possibilities of making money more than the possibilities of you losing money. And even if you lose a few more times than win, you still are gonna hopefully come out in the long run if you build that based on risk modeling and statistics and things. So that's something I really push here as far as day trading goes, is really understanding how your strategy performs in the long run and not just going off in your thoughts and feelings. So we will be back on Tuesday on Twitter Spaces live, like we are right now. We're going to do our episodes live, so you can tune in live. You can ask your question if you follow the show. Or if you don't get to make it live on Twitter Spaces, we record at usually between 7:30 and 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Twitter Spaces and on our Just Swinging It podcast. The Twitter account is at Swinging It. So at Swinging It on Twitter Spaces, we usually start around 7:30 or 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can come in live. You can ask your questions live. You can be a part of the podcast. You can be on the podcast, ask your questions if you're a fan of the show. If you don't get to make it, you can always listen to the show Wednesday, anywhere you typically listen to podcasts. You can definitely listen to us there. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and hopefully that we'll do more of these. And people can also join me at 3:30 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Twitter Spaces at Just Swinging It, or at Swinging It, no just. And you can ask your questions, and we can talk about reviewing the day trading that we do here as well. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good weekend. Let's get trading on Monday.
The contents of this week's episode of the Just Swinging It podcast are for educational and entertainment purposes only. All persons are only given their opinions and are not to be considered financial advice. The Just Swinging It podcast isn't responsible for any financial actions you may take based on the conversations held on this show.
Yeah.